Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your compassions. Thank you for your interventions. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the breakthroughs your mighty hand have done in our lives. Thank you for your favor that is upon us. Thank you, Lord, for all our prayers that you have answered. Thank you for your promises that are coming to pass in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for upholding us by your right hand. Thank you for making us to stand firm in your truth, in your righteousness, in your ways. Thank you, Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for breaking into pieces all the things of darkness that have been tying us down. Thank you for giving us strong and complete deliverance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for opening doors for us. Thank you for making ways for us. Thank you for blessing us with spiritual and physical blessings. Thank you for stopping the deadly attacks that was fired at us from the realms of darkness. Thank you for putting all our enemies to shame concerning us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your powerful presence that you have established in this ministry to answer all our prayers, to help every one of us, to edify and revive us, and to transform us into the kind of persons you want us to be. Thank you, Lord, for that presence. Be thou glorified in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that as we spend time in your presence right now, reveal the greatness of you among us. Shower down your glory in Jesus' name. Let your power flow as we pray, and even before we start praying, even while we worship, let your power flow among us. Let your power touch every life. Let your power change every life. And let your power give us the miracles we have been expecting in Jesus' name. Thank you, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' unfailing name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs. We give you glory, Lord. As We worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. We give you glory. We give you glory, Lord. As we worship you, we give you glory, Lord. As we honor you, you are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. Thanks, oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done. We are so glad our soul has found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. We give you all the things. Thanks, thanks. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. For all you have done, we are so glad our souls has found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, Jesus. Everlasting to everlasting, we will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will worship you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. You are the Lord, let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you glory. We give you glory. And honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified forever, forever, oh Lord. Your world is faithful, He never existed. Forever, forever. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Your holy statue, He never existed. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah, for all You have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Jesus. We are grateful, oh Lord. For your kindness, we are grateful. Oh Lord, for your mercy, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the. We give you glory. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Hosanna in the highest, lift our King, lifted up. Hosanna, sing Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest, in the highest, let our King be lifted up. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Hallelujah, Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Oh, Jesus must be honored. Must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside him. There is none beside him. Neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none, for there is none beside thee. Oh, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. Neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. Neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. Holy are you, Lord, all creation. Call you God, worthy is your name, worthy is your name. We worship your majesty. Awesome God, how great thou art. You are God. Bind me all your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow, and worship you. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of falling with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, all I have needed, thy heart's provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Over and again, I give you my life, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. He is Lord. Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercy endureth forever. Amen. For his mercy endureth forever. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Amen. For His mercies endureth forever. Amen. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever is alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever is alive. Amen. Oh, He's alive. Amen. In our lives, Jesus is alive. Forever He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In our lives, Jesus is alive. Forever He's alive. Amen. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless His name. Worship the King of Kings. Worship the Lord of Lords. Worship the first and the last, the Alpha and Omega, the King of Glory, the Ancient of Days, the Almighty God, the All-Sufficient God, the Self-Sufficient God, the King of the Universe, the Creator of the Universe. He is before all things. He existed before all things. And He is the one holding all things together. We praise You, Father. We worship You, Lord. You do terrible things in righteousness. You open doors no man can shut. And You shut doors no man can open. You control times and seasons. You control the affairs of the earth, the affairs of the world, the affairs of the nations. We praise You, Lord. You alone is the Lord. Beside You, there is no other God. We worship You. You alone is the Lord. You alone is the Lord of Lords. You alone is the ruler of rulers. You alone is the Prince of Princes. You alone is the Almighty. You alone is the Most High. For no one is higher than You. You are higher than everyone. We praise You, Father. Your wisdom is great. Your wisdom is too great. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Father. All power belongs to You. All power belongs to You. And there is nothing You cannot do. There is nothing you cannot undo. There is nothing you cannot change. There is nothing you cannot reverse. We praise you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank him. We're going to say, Father, thank you for your steadfast love that you always demonstrate in my life. Thank you for your steadfast love toward my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. His steadfast love. Thank him for his steadfast love. Thank you for continuing in loving me. Thank you for loving me continuously, without stopping. Thank you for demonstrating your love in my life. Thank you, Father, for demonstrating your love in my family. Thank you for showing me great love. Thank you for loving me more than I love myself. Thank you for your steadfast love toward me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for caring for my life more than I care for myself. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for all the blessings you have given me that I'm yet to see. All the blessings you have poured out upon my life that I am yet to see, that I'm yet to receive. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for all the blessings you have given me. Thank you for all the blessings you have poured out upon my life. Even the blessings I am yet to see. Your blessings that have already been released, but I'm going to be receiving them very soon. Thank you for those blessings. Thank you for blessings you have already given me that will come into my hands very shortly. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for the strength and power you have given to me to overcome my flesh and to overcome temptations. Open your mouth and thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for the strength and power that you have given to me to overcome my flesh, to overcome the sinful desires that flows through my mind and body. and emotions. Thank you for the strength and power you have given me to overcome them all. Thank you for the strength and power you have given me to overcome temptations. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. We're going to say thank you, Father, for great signs and wonders that are going to happen in my life in this year. Thank you, Father, because I'm going to share powerful testimonies in this year. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say thank you, Lord, for great signs and wonders that you are going to do in my life in this year 2025. Thank you for great signs and wonders I'm going to experience. Thank you for great signs and wonders I'm going to receive from you in this year. Thank you, Lord, because I'm going to be sharing powerful testimonies in this year 2025. I'm going to be sharing testimonies that eyes have not seen, testimonies that ears have not heard, testimonies that no one has ever imagined. Thank you, Father, because I shall share such testimonies in this year. Thank you, because great miracles will happen in my life in this year. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to still thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your mighty hand that is going to take me from where I am now to where you want me to be. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your mighty hand that will reposition me from where I am presently to where you want me to be. Thank you for your mighty hand that will reposition me both spiritually and physically. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand that will reposition me from where I am into the place of glory and honor that you want me to be. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your mighty hand will reposition me from the current status of my life into a higher ground, into a place higher than where I am now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, walk on my life. Walk on my life, walk in my life to clean my life into the perfect image you want it to be, into the perfect picture you want my life to look like. The Father, walk on my life, walk in my life, and transform my life into the perfect image you want my life to be. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, with your hands, walk on me and walk in me. Walk on my body, walk on my soul, walk on my spirit. Walk in my body, walk in my soul, walk in my spirit, and transform me into the perfect image that you want me to look like. Transform my life into the perfect picture you have in mind for me, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. In the book of Genesis, we saw that God created man in his likeness. So God created man to look like him. And that is the destiny of man. The destiny of every man is to look like him. Yeah, to look like him. But when Satan came to deceive Adam and Eve, that was when we stopped looking like him. Some people think the way we look like now, that's the way God looks like. The way we look like now is not the way God looks like. It was the way we looked like before we fell in the Garden of Eden. That was the likeness of God. But we lost that nature. We lost that personality when we fell in the Garden of Eden. So what we look like now is not what God looked like. Yeah, I know some of you may think I'm wrong, but I'm not wrong. If you read your Bible, you're going to see where it says flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Yeah, so which means they don't want flesh and blood in heaven. Yeah, because the people in heaven, they are not flesh and blood. Yeah, they are not like the way we are looking now. They are different creatures. Yeah, so the way we are looking now is not the way God is looking. Yeah, we are falling from that grace. And that was why Jesus came to restore us back to that glory, to that likeness that we lost in the Garden of Eden. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, walk on me and walk in me and change me into your likeness as it were from the beginning. change me into your likeness. As it were, from the beginning in the Garden of Eden. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, with your hands, walk on me and walk in me and change me into your likeness. Change me into your likeness. Change me into your likeness. Change my body into your likeness. Change my soul into your likeness. Change my spirit into your likeness as it were from the beginning. As it were before Adam fell. Oh Lord, change me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Change me now. Change me now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, you may be thinking, how did man look like before man fell? We have no idea how man looked like before he fell. Yeah, but what we know is that man wasn't looking like what all of us are looking like right now. That is what we know, but we have no idea because it was not documented in the Bible. Yeah, but we know that man was in a glory. Yeah, man was in a glory that is very great. Yeah, and Jesus has come to restore that glory. Jesus has come to restore that glory unto us. Now remember when Jesus was transfigured on the mountain. Yeah. He began to radiate light like the sun. Yeah, he began to look different. Yeah. So that was the kind of glory that man had. A man was so full of glory that he doesn't even know he was naked. He was so full of glory. Yeah, so we're going to pray. I believe God wants to restore the glory, that glory, unto us. Yeah, even while we are still here on earth, God wants us to walk in that glory. Even while we are still here on earth, even before we leave here and go to heaven, God wants us to enjoy that glory, the glory that Adam and Eve lost. God wants us to enjoy. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, operate in my life and translate me into the realm of glory that was upon Adam in the Garden of Eden before he fell. So Holy Spirit, walk in my life, operate in my life, and translate me into the realm of glory that Adam and Eve was before they fell. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Nihasui Zista Nagala. Operate in me. Walk in me. Holy Spirit, walk in me. Walk on me. And translate me. Translate me into that glory. Into the glory Adam and Eve lost. Holy Spirit, translate me into that glory. The original glory of man that was lost in hidden. Holy Spirit, put me in that glory. Put me in that glory. Put my spirit, soul, and body in that glory. Right now, in the name of Jesus, transform me into a creature that can enter and remain in that glory. Right now, in the name of Jesus. So, Holy Spirit, transform me into a creature that can enter and stay in that glory. Even the original glory of man that was lost in hidden. Holy Spirit, transform me and translate me into that glory. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, the Bible gave Jesus a name, and that name is the last Adam. Yeah, maybe I should look for the verse where it was mentioned. Yeah. You know that the first Adam fell through disobedience, and he lost the glory of God. Yeah. But the last Adam, which is Jesus, did not fall. He was blameless. He was sinless. Yeah, he was blameless and he was sinless. Yeah, so the last Adam was to restore unto mankind what the first Adam lost. Yeah, let me read. 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 45. 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 45. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. So the last Adam here is referring to Jesus. Yeah. The first Adam was made a living soul, but the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. So what I mean is that Jesus is a quickening spirit, and the word quickening means to revive or to be revived. So a quickening spirit is a spirit that revives, that brings back to life that which is dead or that which is dying. Now, if you also read verse 44, 1 Corinthians 15, 44, it says, it is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. Yeah, can you see that? When Jesus died, he died with a natural body. And then when he rose with a spiritual body. Yeah, so Jesus is able to use the power of his resurrection to quicken us. To quicken even this, our natural body, and our souls, and our spirit, is able to quicken us such that we can look like God, we can function like Him, and we can function in the same glory that is in heaven. So you're going to pray. Yeah, indeed, there is a natural body, and indeed, there is a spiritual body. Yeah, so inside you right now, there is a spiritual body. Though the one you know is your natural body, but there is a spiritual body. And Jesus is able to quicken that body. And that body can make you to begin to experience the glory of God, even the same glory that is in heaven, right here on earth. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, quicken my spirit, soul, and body with your resurrection power. Quicken my spirit, soul, and body with your resurrection power. And translate me into the realm of the glory of the kingdom, of your kingdom, into the realm of the glory of your kingdom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, quicken me, quicken my spirit, soul, and body with your resurrection power. Quicken my spirit, soul, and body with your resurrection power, and translate me into the realm of the glory of your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, make me function, make me live and function in the realm of the glory of your kingdom, in the realm of the dominion of your kingdom, in the realm of the power of your kingdom. Make me function, make me live, make me walk in the realm of the glory of your kingdom, in the realm of the power of your kingdom, in the realm of the dominion of your kingdom, right now, in the name of Jesus. thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the Bible also told us that if the Spirit that brought Jesus from the grave dwells in you, that Spirit shall give life to your mortal body, or to your mortal body, that is your natural body. So the Spirit that brought Jesus from the grave is living in us. That is the Holy Spirit. Is living in you and I. And that Spirit is able to give life to this our mortal body that is dying every day. Yeah, whether you like it or not, you are dying every day. And that is why people get old and older and older, and then they eventually die, and they will bury them. Yeah. So but there is a Spirit in us that continues to supply us with life in our natural body. And that is the Holy Spirit. And that is the same Spirit that brought Jesus from the grave. So you're not supposed to be a slave to weaknesses or sicknesses. Because there's a life in you that kills those things. There's a life in you that kills sicknesses, that kills diseases, and that kills everything that can be found in Jesus. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, you are the Spirit that brought Jesus out of the grave. Rise in me and give life to my natural body. Give life to my mortal body. Right now, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Arise in me, give life to my mortal body. Give life to my natural body. Give life to my natural body. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, you are the Spirit that brought Jesus out of the grave. Arise from within me now and give life, give life, give life to my mortal body. Give life to my natural body right now in the name of Jesus. Give life to my mortal body. And let my weaknesses and infirmities disappear. Give life to my mortal body. And let sicknesses and diseases disappear. Give life to my mortal body. And let every seed of darkness disappear. Give life to my mortal body and let every plantation of darkness disappear right now. In the name of Jesus, give life to my natural body now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I know some of you are familiar with the scripture verse that says the Spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And it was Jesus who said that when he was about to be arrested and crucified. Yeah. So your flesh does not want to do anything good and godly and righteous, anything that will glorify and honor God. Yeah, so that is why it is foolishness to depend on your flesh, to depend on your body, to depend on the strength in your body, because that strength cannot be trusted. It can fail you anytime. That strength cannot be trusted. So, Jesus was telling the disciples in that passage where that verse was mentioned, was telling them to watch and pray, because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So there are a lot of things that God wants you to do that you are not doing, because your flesh is weak to do those things. Yeah, your flesh is weak to do those things. Whereas your spirit is willing, and the spirit of God in you is willing, but your flesh is weak to do those things. So it is expected that you pray for the spirit in you that is willing to move your flesh to do the will of God. So it is the spirit that supplies the power to our bodies, the strength to our bodies that will make us to do the will of God. And in that place, Jesus said, it is the spirit that quickeneth, for the flesh profiteth nothing. Yeah. So it is the spirit that will give your body the energy and the power and the ability to do the will of God. Because your body does not want to do the will of God and can never want to do the will of God. So you are going to pray. Some people, they think living a righteous and holy life, they think is a function of the human strength. They don't know that the human strength can never please God. So even the strength to please God is going to come from the spirit, because your body cannot please God. If your body tries to please God, eventually your body will mess everything up. Yeah. If your body tries to do righteousness, in fact, that righteousness is called self-righteousness. And eventually, your flesh will mess up the same righteousness. Yeah, and God doesn't even identify with such righteousness. Because righteousness must be according to faith. Faith in God's strength. Faith in God's power. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, arise from within me and supply strength, life, that power to my mortal body, to my natural body, so that I can do the will of God. So that I can do the will of God. Now, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So that I can do the will of God at all times. So Holy Spirit, rise from within me and supply my natural body. Supply my mortal body. Supply my natural body. Supply my mortal body with life, with strength, with power that I need to do the will of God at all times. Supply my natural body with that life right now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. By the thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Supply my natural body, supply my brain, my mind, my soul, my spirit, my body. Supply every part of me with life and strength and power that I need to fulfill God's commandment, to obey God's instructions, to do God's will at all times. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, it is the Spirit of God that can make you have faith and remain in faith. Yeah, your body has a strength limit. Yeah, there's a way negative situations of life can stretch your body, stretch your mind, stretch your soul, and you start to doubt God. Yeah, and you start to lose your faith. And you start to lose your trust and confidence in God and in the Word of God. Why? Because this body has a stretch limit. Yeah. So, but it is the Spirit of God that is able to give you faith and make you to continue in that faith. Even when the situations of life becomes very tough, it is the Spirit that is able to keep you in faith. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Holy Spirit, supply faith to my soul. Supply faith to my mind and keep me in faith. Keep me in faith for the rest of my life here on earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit move in me and supply faith to my soul, supply faith to my mind, and keep me in faith. Keep me strong in faith. Keep me steadfast in faith. keep me rooted in faith, irrespective of whatever I am going through, irrespective of whatever I will go through. Holy Spirit, keep me in faith forever. In the name of Jesus, supply faith to my soul, the kind of faith that can never fail. Holy Spirit, supply that kind of faith to my soul. Supply that kind of faith to my mind, the kind of faith that can never fail, even in the most challenging times, the kind of faith that can never fail, even in the midst of the strongest temptations and trials and tribulations. Holy Spirit, supply me such kind of faith now, and keep me in faith forever. In the name of Jesus, keep me in faith forever. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, when the Bible says the same Spirit that brought Jesus out of the grave lives in us, and that Spirit can give life to our natural bodies, our mortal bodies, what it also means is that the Spirit in us is able to make our mortal bodies, our natural bodies, function function supernaturally. That Spirit is able to make our bodies, which is natural, to function supernaturally, to do things that the body can never do normally. Yeah. So, and that is the mystery of salvation. That is what happens to an addict that got born again. That is exactly what happens to such person. Maybe a drug addict, or a sexual addict. I mean, someone is addicted to some type of thing, and then suddenly have an encounter with the Holy Spirit and with Jesus, and then all of a sudden they are not committing the sin anymore. That is the mystery. It is because there is a Spirit in us that supply life to our natural bodies, yeah, which also includes our souls. And then the same body we're using to do sinful things now can no longer do those sinful things anymore. So that is the life that the Holy Spirit gives. So it will make your natural body to function supernaturally, to function divinely, in a divine way, to function in a spiritual way. So you're going to pray. You're going to still place your right hand on your head, and you're going to say, Holy Spirit, move in me and supply life to my mortal body, to my natural body. And let my body begin to function differently. Let the life you have supplied begin to make my body function differently for the glory of God to be revealed in my life. Let that life begin to make my body function supernaturally for the glory of God to be revealed in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Holy Ghost is able to supply that life. Think of anything glorious, anything spiritual, anything supernatural, your body can do it through the life that the Holy Ghost supplies. Continue to pray. So Holy Spirit, move in me and supply life to my natural body. And let that life make my natural body, my mortal body, my human body begin to function supernaturally for the glory of God to be revealed through my life. For the glory of God to be revealed through my destiny. For the glory of God to be revealed through my career and calling and ministry. Holy Spirit, supply life through my mortal bodies and make my mortal body function supernaturally to reveal the glory of God in the earth. Make my mortal body function supernaturally to reveal the power of God on earth. Make my mortal body function supernaturally to reveal the greatness of God in the earth. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, I want you to know that when man fell, every part of us fell. Yeah, our body fell, our souls fell, and our spirits fell. From glory. I mean, when we fell in the Garden of Eden, when Adam fell, so every part of us fell, our spirit, our souls, our body, they all fell from that realm of glory. And they fell into the realm of death. Yeah. From the realm of life to the realm of death. And it was from that time that man began to get hold. And it was from that time man began to die. Yeah. So, but the Spirit of Christ is able to restore the function that our spirit, souls and bodies used to have before we fell. So the Spirit of Christ is able to restore that function for us. Yeah. And you until this restoration happens to you, then you may not be able to tell what your spirit can actually do. You may not be able to tell what your soul can do and what your body can do until those functions are restored. Yeah, you can't really tell what your spirit can do. Yeah, because you don't know how your spirit was functioning in the Garden of Eden before Adam fell. Because all of us were in Adam when he fell. And that was why all of us were affected by that fall, because we were all inside of Adam when Adam fell. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, move in me now and give life to my spirit, soul, and body, and let that life restore the functions that was in me before Adam fell in the garden of Eden. So Holy Spirit, move in me now and supply life to my spirit, soul, and body, and restore the functions my spirit used to have, the functions my soul and body used to have before the fall of Adam. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. You may not know what you're praying for until God answers this prayer in your life. Then you'll be so grateful. Pray. The Holy Spirit, move in me. Move in me. Move in me. And supply life. Supply eternal life to my spirit, soul, and body. And with that life, restore unto me the functions my spirit, soul, and body used to have before the fall of Adam. In the name of Jesus, restore them now. Restore them now. Restore them now. The supernatural functions, the heavenly function, the extraordinary function that my spirit and soul and body used to have before Adam fell. Holy Spirit, restore them unto me now. In the name of Jesus, restore them unto me now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. The Bible told us that things shall no longer have dominion over us, because we are not under the law, but under grace. Yeah, because we are no longer under the law, but under grace. Yeah, that is in Romans 6, verse 14. It says, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. So what does that mean? It means that we have been translated from the earthly realm to the heavenly realm through Christ Jesus. When the people were under the law, at that time, Jesus had not yet come, and Jesus had not yet died, and Jesus had not yet resurrected and ascended. Yeah, so they do not have that grace in their bodies and souls and spirits to overcome sin. They do not have the grace to overcome the sinful nature. Maybe I should put it down. Yeah, some of them were still able to live holy. Yeah, but they were not able to actually overcome the sinful nature. Yeah, they were just trying their best to obey the law. Yeah, and even with that, they still have to do sacrifices. Yeah, they still have to offer sin offerings, guilt offerings. Yeah, so they have to offer it every time and every year. They have to offer. So if they have to continue to offer that offering, it means that they have not really overcome sin. And because you offer sin offering to atone for your sin. Yeah, so they were never able to overcome sin. Yeah, but they were still able to obey the law. Yeah, because the law was just to, let me put it this way, God gave them the law because he knows that with their human strength, they can still obey the law. Yeah. And even if they make mistake, he made a provision for animal sacrifices. But God knew that he can still work with their human strength to help them fulfill the law. Yeah. So, but when Jesus came, Jesus gave us a very stronger law. You can read your Bible, you will see in there. Yeah, Jesus began to give them more stronger laws. For instance, the law of adultery. The law of adultery is about you actually sleeping with a man or a woman physically. Yeah, you have to do that physically in the Old Testament before they can accuse you of adultery. Yeah, or for the man or woman that is not your spouse. But when Jesus came, Jesus told them that that law is no longer or let me say Jesus introduced a higher law. You know, the Old Testament law says you have to do it physically before you have actually sinned. But when Jesus came, he introduced a higher law. He said, mere looking at the opposite things and thinking lustfully after the opposite things means you have already committed adultery. So which means, according to the law of Jesus, you don't have to do it physically before you do it. So you can do it even in your mind. So which means in the Old Testament, many of them were committing adultery. And they thought they were righteous. Many of them were committing adultery in their mind. And they thought it was right, it was not wrong. Yeah, but it was actually wrong even at that time. But God overlooked it. Yeah, and there are other laws Jesus gives too that are very strong. Yeah, for instance, the Old Testament says an eye for an eye. A tooth for a tooth. That is, if I stab someone in the eye, the judgment is that they must stab me too in the eye. But Jesus came and said, now I'm giving you another law. If anyone stab you in the eye, just pray for the person. Don't retaliate. Pray for the person and go your way. Yeah, if anyone slap you, in fact, Jesus said, turn the other cheek to the person. I don't know if you're getting my point. So in the Old Testament, it's not as if they really overcame sin. They were actually still sinning, but God was overlooking it, and it was allowing them to use animal sacrifices to cover those sins. But they were actually sinning. Yeah, so they were not really overcoming sin, but many of them tried their best. And God still called them righteous for trying their best. Yeah, but now that we are in the grace dispensation, which comes with a stronger laws and higher laws, laws that are greater than the Old Testament laws, we now have the power to overcome sin and to rule over sin. Why? Because the nature that is making man sin now has been destroyed on the cross of Calvary. Yeah, and the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit that is in you, if you can depend on that Spirit, the Holy Ghost is able to lift you above everything, to make you overcome everything, if you really make up your mind to live a holy life, and if you really depend on that Spirit that is in you, is able to supply the life of God that will kill that nature in you that loves to sin, the nature in you, that nature in man, the sinful nature that loves to sin. There is a life that the Holy Ghost supplies that kills that nature. And you will just lose appetite for sin. And you will just lose the desire for sin. And sin will just become irritating to you. And you will just hate it. You will just hate sin. Yeah. So now, my question is sin having dominion over you? Is sin still having dominion over you? Even after you think you are now a Christian. So you're going to pray. That scripture says, for sin shall not have dominion over you. For ye are not under the law. It was under the law, it was having dominion over them. But now that we are under the grace, of our Lord Jesus, it should no longer have dominion over us. You're going to pray, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, do not allow sin have dominion over me. Do not allow the sinful nature have dominion over me anymore. Supply me with the life that destroys the sinful nature. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. By Zana Kedesh Tenegela, we have to Zashikash Tenegela, and Danash Tanakatash Tenegela. Supply me with the life. Supply my spirit with the life. Supply my soul with the life. Supply my body with the life that destroys the sinful nature. Right now, in the name of Jesus, do not allow sin to have dominion over me, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Do not allow sin have dominion over me any longer. Supply me with the power that destroys the nature of sin in me. Supply me with that power right now. Supply me with that power, with that fire right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Is just going to pray. Do you know that our brains was designed to function better than the way it is functioning now? Our mind was designed to function better than the way it is functioning now. I mean, before the fall of Adam, our brains was designed to function better. So you're going to pray. You're not supposed to be forgetting important things. Yeah, some of you, you read the Bible and then you forget those places in the Bible that you need to apply on daily basis, in your daily life. Though you read the Bible or you listen to the Bible audio, and you understand the scriptures you have read, but why do you forget those scriptures when you needed them in the daily activities of your life, when you needed them during challenges of life, during temptations, during years of life? Why do you forget those scriptures? What is it that have happened to your brain, to your mind, that makes you to forget the scriptures and the truth that you have read and have memorized at that time when you needed those truths and those scriptures, when you needed to apply them? Yeah, when you were going through situations that needed the application of the scripture verses you have read, why do you forget those verses at that time? Why do you forget those verses? in such situations, it is because death is working in our minds. Yeah, but there is a spirit in us, the spirit of God, that is able to give life to your brain. And then your brain begins to function better. So you're going to pray. You're still going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, supply life to my mind, to my brain, such that my mind begins to function as God has created it to function from the beginning. So Holy Spirit, supply life to my mind, supply life to my brain, such that my mind begins to function as God has created it to function from the beginning. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Holy Spirit, supply life. Supply life. Supply life to my head, to my mind. Supply life to my brain. Supply life to my soul. Such that my mind begins to function the way God has created it to function from the beginning. Such that I remember everything that I need to remember per time. Such that I know things that I need to know per time. Holy Spirit, give life to my mind. Give life to my mind. Give life to my mind. Continue to pray like that. Such that I excel in my career and academics. When the Holy Spirit gives life to your mind, you will know better. You will know more than your teachers. You will know more than you study. You will just know things that you didn't even learn from anywhere. So Holy Spirit, supply life to my brain right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still going to pray. It's not going to be easy to have this transformation we have been praying for. Yeah, I mean the transformation we have been the transformation and the restoration we have been praying for the past hour or minute. Yeah, it's not going to be easy. Yeah, because the kingdom of darkness have really spoiled the original creation of man and of this earth. Yeah, they have spoiled it for years. Yeah, the kingdom of darkness have spoiled the original creation. What I mean by original creation was the way man was created and the way the earth was created before the fall of Adam. That is the original creation. Yeah, the dark kingdom have spoiled the original creation, and they have been spoiling it for thousands of years. Yeah, so if you are going to now receive a restoration that will take you back to the way things were, that will take your body back, your soul back, your spirit back to the way things were before the fall of Adam, you really have to pray, Lord. Yeah, to have such transformation and restoration. Yeah, and thank God for people like Elijah, who were men of fastings and prayers. Yeah, so we must do a lot of fastings and prayers, receive this transformation and restoration. So if you cannot fast and pray alone for meetings, you may not have any of those things we have been talking about. So you're going to pray, but the same Spirit that is in you, the same Holy Spirit, is able to give you the grace to fast and pray till you receive this transformation and restoration. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, supply me with the grace to fast and pray until I receive the transformation and restoration of until I receive the transformation and the restoration that Jesus paid the price for, the transformation and restoration that Jesus bought for me through his death and resurrection. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, supply me with grace. Supply me with grace that will make me fast and pray until I receive the transformation and restoration that Jesus has given me through his death and resurrection. The transformation and restoration that I already have in Christ Jesus through his death and resurrection. Holy Spirit, give me grace to fast and pray until I receive that transformation. Until I experience the transformation and the restoration. Give me the grace. In the name of Jesus. Give me the grace to fast and pray until I receive the transformation and restoration that Jesus God for me through his death and resurrection. Give me the grace to pray until I get it. To pray until I experience them. To pray until I possess them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray 6 more prayer points. And then we'll round off the session. And do you know that millions and billions of Christians all over the world are still at a low level in Christ Jesus? Yeah, there are levels inside of Christ, levels of maturity, levels of growth, levels of transformation. Yeah, in Christ. But many people are at very low levels. Now, sometimes when I speak like this, some people think I'm trying to exaggerate things. Yeah, and some of them will be thinking, then which level are you? If you are saying there are so many levels and many people are still in the low level. Yeah, but one thing I know is that the truth always prevails. Yeah, because the truth is the truth. Yeah, and I've discovered a lot of truth. Yeah, so it's not about where am I in Jesus, or what level am I in Jesus. It's about that millions and billions of Christians are still at a very low level in Jesus. That's just the truth. And many people are just comfortable at that low level. They don't want to rise. They don't want to grow. Yeah, they're just so comfortable. Even the general overseers, the church founders, and the popular preachers, many are just still comfortable at the low level. Yeah, whereas there are very high levels that we must attain in Christ. Now, another thing that you need to know, another truth that you need to know, is that if we don't rise to higher levels in Christ, we are not going to survive the evils that are coming upon the whole world in this last day. We are not going to survive those evils, because the evil days are coming. Yeah. So if there is a time you need to grow and mature spiritually, that time is now. That time is now. Because if you don't, in some few years, you will even forget that you were once a Christian. Yeah, because you would have left anything called Christian and Christianity and church. You would have left all of that. I mean, you would have backslidden. But that is not my prayer for you. Yeah, so you're going to pray. So now is the time to hunger for more of Jesus. Yeah, now is that time. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, stir up strong and serious hunger in my soul for greater height in Jesus. Hunger for greater realms in Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, stir up from within my soul strong and serious hunger for greater height in Christ Jesus. Hunger for greater maturity, for greater knowledge, for greater wisdom, for greater understanding, for greater revelations, for greater development, greater growth, greater transformation. Holy Spirit, stir up such hunger in my soul right now. In the name of Jesus. Stir up such hunger from within my soul, such that the hunger will push me to run faster. More maturity in Jesus Christ. Do it, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You are going to pray. Do you know that there is a realm you will be in Christ where you will no longer worry about the things you are worrying about now? Some of you think your worries and anxieties will stop when God makes you a millionaire and a billionaire. Well, you'll be surprised that when you become a billionaire, those worries will even increase. You don't know. Some of you think it is material possessions, material riches that will stop your worries and anxiety. Is a lie. In fact, it will increase. So people think it is when God provides them with a good husband or with a good wife, when they get married, then they will stop having all those, you'll stop having worries and anxieties, and they'll be okay. They will have joy. They will have peace. Is a lie. The point I am driving at is that there is nothing in this world that can deliver you from worry and fears and anxieties. And sorrows. There is nothing in this world that can do that. So sometimes God doesn't think He should give you material things to quench your worries and anxieties. Sometimes what God thinks is to put you in a realm in Jesus, where you will no longer have worries. I don't know if you're getting my point. You are expecting Him to supply a physical need. And once He supplies it, you think your worries and anxiety and fears will disappear. But God is thinking of Him giving you a spiritual promotion. God is thinking of Him lifting you up into a realm where you will not have worries anymore, nor will you have fear or anxiety. But I guess some of you still want the physical. You still want the physical supply. Or maybe some of you prefer the physical supply to the spiritual promotion. Yeah, but if I were you, I would choose the spiritual promotion. I would choose the spiritual advancement. So you're going to pray. So there's a realm where you will be in Jesus. I mean inside Jesus. And you will not fear anymore. And you will not worry anymore. You will not even worry about the future. So you are going to pray. You are going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, lift me up into the realms in Jesus where the issues of this world, the cares of this world can no longer move me. Let the issues of this world can no longer affect me. Holy Spirit, take me to that realm. Take me to those realms. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Take me higher, lift me higher into the realms in Jesus where the cares of this world can no longer move me, where the issues of life in this earth can no longer affect me. Holy Spirit, take me to that realms in the name of Jesus. The realms in Jesus where fear cannot be found, where fear cannot survive. The realms in Jesus where doubt cannot survive, where unbelief, anxieties, and worries cannot survive. Holy Spirit, take me into those realms now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Take me into those realms now. Take me into those realms now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, connect me with other believers, other Christians, other believers that have the same hunger that I have, the same passion that I have, so that we can help each other to grow, so that we can grow spiritually together. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, connect me with other believers, with other Christians that have similar hunger that I have, that have the same passion that I have, the same spiritual hunger, the same spiritual passion, the same desire, spiritual desire that I have. Connect me with them so that we can rise together spiritually, so that we can mature together spiritually, so that we can grow together spiritually, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. I have stated before that our problem as Christians, our problems are not witchcraft. Our problems are not witchcraft attacks. Our problem is not Satan. Our problems are not the activities and operations of Satan. Our problem is that we are not growing spiritually. Yeah, it took me some time to understand what I'm telling you now. Yeah, because if we grow spiritually, the kingdom of darkness will not be able to even look at us in the eyes. They will not even be able to come near us. If we indeed grow spiritually, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to stop focusing on what is not my problem. Help me to stop focusing on what the enemy is doing. Help me to focus on building a strong spiritual life that all the kingdoms of darkness cannot withstand. Help me to focus on building a strong spiritual life that all the agents of darkness cannot conquer. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, help me to stop focusing on what my enemies are doing. Help me to stop focusing on how powerful my enemies are. Help me to stop focusing on how strong my enemies are. But help me to focus on building a strong spiritual life that all the dark kingdoms cannot withstand. Help me to focus on that. In the name of Jesus, help me now. Help me now. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying this prayer from your heart. Help me now. Help me to focus on building a strong relationship with God that conquers all darkness. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. The Bible says life and death is in our tongue. So you're going to pray. With your tongue, you can destroy your life and destiny. And with your tongue, you can make your life and destiny very glorious. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to discipline myself and control my tongue. Help me to make my tongue glorify God. Help me to make my tongue serve God. Help me to make my tongue honor God. Help me to make my tongue produce life and not death. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, help me to discipline myself and rule over my tongue. Help me to rule over my tongue. Help me to make my tongue serve God. Help me to make my tongue serve righteousness. Help me to make my tongue glorify God. Help me to make my tongue speak the truth always. Help me to make my tongue speak words of life and not words of death. In the name of Jesus, help me to rule over my tongue and make my tongue surrender to Jesus. And make my tongue glorify Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. And lastly, you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, saturate my mind and do not allow sinful thoughts, evil thoughts, and demonic thoughts prevail in my mind any longer. Open your mouth and pray like that. The fire of the Holy Ghost saturate my mind, fill up my mind, take over my mind, and do not allow unclean thoughts, evil thoughts, unrighteous thoughts, unholy thoughts, demonic thoughts to prevail in my mind any longer. In the name of Jesus. Do not allow the thoughts of Satan prevail in my mind again. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we are grateful for this hour in your presence. Thank you for your power that is real and powerful and great in the head and on the inside of us. Thank you for mighty things you are able to do through our spirit, souls, and bodies in this earth. And thank you for great works you have determined to do in us, to transform us into the image and into the personality you have always wanted us to be. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you help everyone here and give everyone a revelation of your power. Give everyone here a revelation of your power, such that the faith of your people will rise. Father, do so right now in Jesus' name. I pray that the hand of God will manifest to you, and that the hand of God will do signs and wonders in your life that are beyond your wildest imaginations. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the power of God will appear to you and work wonders in your life as you go through your daily activities, your normal daily activities. I pray that the power of God manifests to you from the midst of your normal daily activities to show you the greatness of God in the name of Jesus. And not just show you the greatness of God, but also make you experience the greatness of God in your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.